Hi, friends, and greetings again today from our place to your place. This program originates in the United States of America, and we want to bring a little sunshine into your heart and your life today. Did you know that this could be the best day of your entire life? It certainly can. Finding forgiveness of your sins from God. And I'm sure that many questions may be in your mind about finding forgiveness and how do you get forgiveness and who is this God that you're talking about? Well, he's the great creator of mankind. He formed the heavens. He just created them because he has all power. He is not limited by space or time. But my friend, he's able to reach from where I am today to reach you wherever you are. And that's what is so marvelous and wonderful about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Creator and our coming King. And I would like to send you a recorded message of Christian songs. Everybody seemingly around the world like Christian music. So if you write us, and our announcer will give you the address at the conclusion of this message, and if you'll just write us and be sure to print your name plainly, because we cannot answer you if we can't read your return address. Tell us what nation you're from, England or India, Japan, or wherever, England and France, and we Spain, wherever. Be sure and tell us what country you live in. Now for our message today, I said this could be very well the best day of your life. If you are a Christian and understand about being saved, being born again, that's what we're talking about. And a lot of people around the world, they do not understand anything about what we call the born-again experience. I was born once, physically. It's recorded in the county seat where that I was born. And on a certain day, my birthday is recorded there. And we have birthday records, so that is a record here in this life. Well, I was born again. I was born a second time, and that was a spiritual birth, and that taken care of place at a place that I know very well. It's an experience with God where the burden is lifted. Jesus takes away our sin, and you may have an emptiness in your heart. In fact, I know you do if you're not a Christian. And if you are a Christian, we too have troubles and trials. We have tribulations, and we just have to go before God and ask him what he's showing us in this problem. Now, we find in the New Testament, the message is John the Baptist, that was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. He came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and his message was simply, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus Christ himself came along, and he was the Savior, and he too said, repent for the remission of your sins, and believe upon the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Well, you say, saved from what? That is, God gave you an eternal soul. Your body is going to die, but your spirit is going to live on forever and forever. Believe me, friend, there is a hereafter. And even we can look up to the beautiful skies. We can see the sun, and we can see the moon, and we can see the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and all the wonderful things, the mountains and trees that God has created. And all these things do testify that there is a creator. So the message is today, what shall I do with my sins? Well, the simple message is believe upon the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But the question may be in your mind, how do I believe? How do I come to the fact that I'm a sinner and I can't see God? I've never seen him, and how can I pray to an unknown God? Well, he is not unknown. He may be unknown to you, but he is a spirit. In fact, he convicts the world of sin and of judgment. There's an emptiness in your heart today, friend, if you haven't been saved, and therefore he wants to come into your life, and he wants to take his abode there and walk with us and be with us and direct us. He said, in all of your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. And so today, if you want to go to heaven, than just believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said in 2 Peter of the New Testament, chapter 3, verses 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not looking for bad people that he can be bad to, and neither is he looking for good people that he can be good to. He's looking for a needy people that he can help meet our needs. And so God today, he's aware of who you are, what nationality you are. He knows if you are in poverty. He knows if you're prospering and doing well. And we may have all the material things in this life, but still it takes the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins in order for you to be happy. Now, we find that God did write in the Old Testament. We call it the Old Testament that was written hundreds of years ago. And God gave man laws, Ten Commandments, we call them. Now, you have a law probably in your state or your country, and that law is, says the speed limit is 10 miles or 20 miles an hour. So that's a law. There's another law that says you will not to kill your neighbor. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Well, all these laws today in a civilized world, we still try to keep these laws, and they're good to govern us by. They are certainly good to live by, but they in themselves do not save us. Please understand this. The Ten Commandments do not save a person from his sins. There are people that have enough knowledge of the Bible, and they say, well, I'm keeping the Ten Commandments, and I hope I'll make it to heaven. Well, friend, by the law, he said that no man in Galatians chapter 3 and verses 11, for no man is justified by the deeds of the law in the sight of God. And so it is evident that the just shall live by faith. So we are not justified. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. It tells us that we are a sinner and we are a hopeless people, but there's hope in Jesus Christ. And if you want to go to heaven today, you know there's only one way, and that is the way of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trusted him for the salvation of my soul many years ago, and you too can be saved. We have a record of this man, Jesus. He was a sinless man that came to this world and lived in a place called Jerusalem. He was born in Nazareth. He grew up in a small community, and there is history. You can go and find history written about him. You can find history in the Bible, and you can actually go to Israel, and you can go to the place where Jesus was born, at least in the community. You can go where they crucified him on the cross of Calvary, and a place called the Skull. The hill is still there, and then there is a grave. He was laid in a grave, but it was prophesied by God the Father that Jesus would be crucified, he would be buried, and he would rise again the third day for our sins. And so by him, he said, as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe upon his name. So today, you may hear the name of Jesus, and you may intellectually accept the fact that you do believe in Jesus. Well, intellectually, I believed with my mind in Jesus Christ all of my life. But still, I had to let him into my heart and into my life. I had to trust him. You see, I had to put my complete trust in him that he was my Savior and he would forgive me of my ever sin. You know, we all try to turn over a new leaf. We try to live a better life. And all this is well. But we can try drugs. We can try alcohol. We can try changing jobs, moving from one town to another, one country to another. But these in themselves do not give us the longing that we have in our heart for our Savior. Oh, he wants to come and take his abode there. My, how that I suffered. How that I was always looking The world today, they're looking for that missing link. Where's the missing link at? You know, there's a curiosity. There's a mystery in this world, and we don't know how the puzzle fits together. Well, friend, it's very simple. God created the world in 6 days, and then he made a man in this 6 days, placed him in a Garden of Eden, and man sinned against God, and therefore we are sinners because of Adam's sin. I'm a sinner. You are a sinner. But we have forgiveness. We have a Savior. Thank God for that today. I can see the joy in people's lives. I can feel the joy in people's lives that have learned about Jesus Christ, that he saved them somewhere. They were in a destitute situation. We've got to come to the end of ourselves. We've got to come to the point and place in our life that I'm hopeless, and God, I will go to hell if you don't save me. And when you come to that point and place in your life, friend, and just pray a simple prayer. There was a man in the Bible we have a record of. He was in the temple, in a church. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Bible said that he went down to the house justified rather than the other man. Well, the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 in the New Testament, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when you have peace with God, we all dread the sting of death. I would not tell you that I don't dread the sting of death. Even our Savior did. When they were going to crucify him, he prayed a prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane to the Father in heaven and said, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine. So today, we dread dying, but friend, the thing that you need to fear, that if you die without God, you go to that terrible place called hell. So would you pray with me just now? If you don't have Jesus, ask him into your heart. Lord, I believe you. And write us and we'll send you a cassette tape on how to be saved. We'd like to send you a tape of Christian music of here in America. We'll send you some literature. Right now, would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, the blessings of life, all that you've given us, a Savior and a hope in the world to come. Help somebody, Lord, to trust you just now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May God bless you, and would you please write us today?